Welcome back to the Kenya Millennial Podcast. I'm Omboy, and thank you for downloading. And today I decided to do a topic that I've been procrastinating on for a very long time, mainly partly because I think it's a very, very risky talk. Not risky, something that we're not used to talk about. So I decided today we're going to talk about sexuality and sexual orientation. So I've come to this realization that during this quarantine, this period of quarantine we are at, we have been watching a lot of content, right? Maybe Netflix, a lot of movies and all that, yeah. And I've realized there's a theme that stands out, that is that of sexuality and sexual orientation. But the thing is, I realize that most of us, including myself, are not well versed in that topic. We basically don't even know what we are looking at, and then we end up judging things from a point of ignorance or a point of lack of knowledge. So that is why I decided to do this topic. So today, basically, the whole episode is going to be like a class. We're going to be in class. We're going to get schooled about sexuality and sexual orientation, because we are Africans, and most of us decide that this is not a topic we should discuss out loud. And I also think that with knowledge we can be able to make better decisions in life, like not judging people based on their sexual orientation or their sexuality, because number one, if it doesn't concern you, it's none of your business. And number two, you need to know what people go through, what's happening in their lives before you judge them. Okay. Thank you. Now, let's begin. So, and just like a good teacher, we're going to begin this class with definition. So, what is sexuality? Number one, sexuality is the capacity to have sexual feelings. And then the Urban Dictionary continues to explain that you are born with your sexuality. You do not choose it. It is just part of who you are, and you just like who you like. So that is one. Then there are types of sexuality. So this is where, on the types of sexuality, this is where mostly the LGBTQ comes in. Not the whole of it, the LGBTQ. Yeah, we're going to look at it because we are learning together. Yes, so there are types of sexuality. The one is heterosexual. Heterosexual is what we know as the mainstream sexuality, what is termed as normal. And when I say normal, I have air quotes in this normal. This is what is termed as normal. Hetero is sexuality whereby a person is attracted to a human being of the opposite gender. I think everyone knows that. Yeah. So you have sexual feelings to the person of the opposite gender. Okay? So you are born like that, and that's how you continue. So homosexual is whereby you like people of the same sex. Like, for example, say me, I am a lady. I think that's obvious, yes. So I'm a chick, so I like my fellow women, right? Yeah, homosexuality covered. Then there's bisexual. A bisexual person is a person who likes they like people of the same, not of the same gender. They can like people of the same gender, and they can also like people, they can be sexually attracted to people of the opposite gender. That is a bisexual. And then there's an asexual person. A sexual person is a person who is not sexually attracted to human beings, to anything. Yes, there are people who are like that, who are not attracted to anything, any person. Yes, that is what the A in LGBTQ. There is I will come to it much later on, because it's part of the sexual orientation. Yeah, you see, yeah, I hope we're together. And then there's another one that I was surprised, it's something that actually exists, is pansexual. So according to my research, pansexual is attraction to people regardless of their sex or their gender identity. I also don't know what that is. I wish I'm not an expert, but it's what it is. It is what it is at this point, yeah. So, there are types of sexualities, again, class, heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, asexual, and pansexuals. Yes. Those are types of sexuality. The romantic attachment. Napo nipo sexuality inaishia at that point. Types of sexuality zinaishia hapo. So, then there is sexual orientation. So sexual orientation is sex or gender or the sexual identity or the gender identity of a human being. Because of course you're talking about people. We cannot be talking about other things. Yeah. So that is what sexual orientation means. So by now you see there's a difference between sexuality. Sexuality is attraction, the sexual attraction towards a person or whatever matches you find. Then sexual orientation, because I feel like this is where we all go wrong in judging everyone. Like, it's so, like, we judge from the outside rather than first understanding what is actually happening. So for the sexual orientation part, there are types of genders. Actually, the first one is the one I think people need to understand is we have transgender. Now, a transgender person or a transsexual person is a person who has been assigned a different gender from what they identify as. Now, for purposes of teaching and examples, for example, Omboi, was born a girl, right? So my parents decided that I'm a girl because I have female parts, so they say that I'm a girl. But in my heart, deep down myself, I feel like I am a boy. So I want to be a boy. So I am a transsexual. I am a transgender because now I am a chick who wants to be a boy. So, you see, there was a debate online, I think, the other day. There was a live and one girl, her name is Latoya Johnston, she did this live, and then I think for the longest time she struggled with being accepted in the society because she was born male but she identifies as a female. Now most people term in, because of course, because we're in Africa and some of these things are seen as taboo, like they cannot happen, you see. This is part of the reason why I decided to do this topic, because I think we need to start making judgment, and it's not even any of our business to judge anybody in the first place, but we need to start making judgment from a point of knowledge, enough knowledge from ourselves. So the first one is a transsexual. Yeah, so that is where a person is assigned a different role from what they identify as. You might be, like, for example, born fully male and you've been raised up as a boy and grown up as a boy, but deep down yourself, like, you feel like you're a girl. You feel like you should be wearing dresses, you should be painting your nails, you should be wearing lipstick. And if that's how you feel, go you. Live your life. You only have one life to live. Then you have the other part. The other part of the sexual orientation, I'm forgetting it. I'm the one who's supposed to be teaching this class. Yeah. The other one is cisgender. A cisgender is a person who's basically, you are born a girl and you identify as a girl. Like that. So, you're lucky enough to identify as a cisgender. Now, back to transgender. No one should confuse being transgender and being homosexual. You see, when you're born, I'll try explain it in a way that even me myself I understand. If you're born a boy but you identify as a girl but you like boys, what are you? Yeah, this is why sometimes I feel like labels are not, they don't work and they shouldn't work, and no one should be made to feel like they need to fit in under a certain label for you to feel accepted by any person in this society. No. Yes. I know I've digressed It's because it's, now I feel, sometimes I feel like these things are personal. Then there is an intersex. So an intersex is a person who has been born with both male and female organs. So an intersex person can choose whatever they want to identify as, what you feel you incline more towards. If you were born with both the male and the female organs, sexual organs, I might add, you can choose which gender you want to identify as. And remember, sexual orientation has nothing to do with your sexuality, with who you're attracted to. Sexual orientation is your gender, it is who you identify as. Do you feel like you're a boy or you're a girl? That, I think that is a key thing we need to know, that sexual orientation and sexuality, and okay, they can be mutually exclusive, but they are not dependent on each other. Each is something that's supposed to be treated differently. Yeah. And then the final one is a gender fluid person. A gender fluid person is a person who does not identify either as male or as female. Yeah, there is that. And this research keeps surprising me. Me too. I didn't know there's a person who could. Jesus. A person who does not identify either as male or female. So their pronoun is not he or she. It is they are. Yeah, if I'm right. Yes, according to, yes, that is what they go by. It's not he or she, it's they are. So again, for purposes of class, yeah, sexual, we summarize at the end of the class, yeah, that is how we were taught. So sexual orientation is either the sex, gender, or sexual identity, or gender identity of a person. Then basically we have transsexual. And for the transsexual, the people who, if you feel like you cannot continue being a man, you change even your organs, you go through surgery, you go through hormonal, you change your hormones to fit into the gender that you feel you're supposed to be in. So, and then there is the cisgender, that is what is termed as normal. Society has said that it's normal, like you're born a girl and then you're a girl. And then there's a gender fluid person, the person who does not identify either as male or female. And then there's the intersex. An intersex is a person who was born with both male and female organs. Yeah? Yes. Conclusion, reason why I wanted to do a topic on sexuality and sexual orientation is to highlight the plight of the LGBTQIA community. So L stands for lesbians, G stands for gay, B stands for bi, T stands for transsexual or transgender, then Q stands for queer, which is the group of people who are not heterosexual and yet are not cisgender. See, so they're not, they don't like people of the same, of the opposite sex, but they're not like fully the gender that they are. They're not fully cisgender. Whatever it is termed as cisgender. Then we have I is intersex, and then we have A is asexual. So the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because we live in Africa, specifically Kenya, where it is illegal to be either of all the, of whatever, of all that have mention, which in my opinion is very unfair, because you should have the right as a human being to be with whomever you want and to be whatever gender you feel like, and to live your life fully in whatever form you feel like you should live it in. And number two, it is because that we need to be kind to people. We need to, like, have a friend of mine who says spread kindness like confetti. Yes, he knows himself. Yani, in every situation, in like for example online, when people are bashing people just because someone says they are male but they identify as female, I see very harsh comments down there. Number one, even when you're commenting, it's none of your business what that person identifies as. And I think it will be really nice if you feel like something is not for you, if that post makes you mad, but they scroll down the other things that are going to make you happy, or unfollow. Yeah, Jesus, unfollow or block. It's none of your business. Just be kind to people. You don't know what people are going through. I try to put myself in the shoes, for example, of a transsexual woman, transgender woman. Like, I was born male, but I feel like I'm female. So now, I need to be more of female than the male that other people know me as. So I imagine the struggle of every day having to wake up and explain to people, no, I'm not a he, I am a she. That's a lot of work, and I don't think anyone would want to go through that if they didn't have to, if it didn't like give them peace of mind. Yet other people out here are busy making their life hard by giving them unsolicited comments and unsolicited advices, which really gets me to another level, which is, anyway, yeah, my point is, be kind to people, be on these streets, especially the internet streets. So, oh Lord, do your part, be kind, evil do, alafu, move on. Yeah, and also, in my opinion, I think that people don't accept things as long as they don't know like that they are normal. This is not what you know as normal, people find it hard to accept. But right now, especially, we should start changing our mindsets to change. As in, like, the only constant thing in life maybe I've come to realize is change. So, like, have a mindset that what you know about something can change, and learn some of the habits that you've learned from Kitambo, especially when you were young, when you were being brought up. There are some things we need to unlearn to become better human beings. And accepting people as they are is one of them. And accepting people as they are, the LGBTQIA community is one of the communities. Those people, we need to accept them as they are. See? And that way we'll be living in a better community, Christ-like community, as Jesus said in the Bible. Yes. Anyway, we've come to the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening till the end. I hope I've made kidogo sense to you. And if I haven't, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say to you. But yeah, I hope we've learned a thing or two that will make us less judge people less day by day. Because me, I've learned a lot when I was doing this topic. I've really learned a lot. So anyway, thank you very much for listening till the end. I'm Wamboi Njuguna on all my socials, and subscribe. What else do people do in podcast? I don't know, but yeah, subscribe and favorite in whatever app that you listen on, and I'll highly appreciate. If you have an opinion on the topic also, you can also send me a voice message on, I think most apps have that voice message, you can send it, and I can include it on my other topics later on in the episode. Yeah, thank you, bye.